From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. It's been 10 years since Florida was hit by a bad hurricane. So far this year, we've dodged Danny and Erica, but it is hurricane season, and hurricanes are on our minds. As Nancy Klingener from our southernmost bureau tells us, in the Keys, one hurricane is still remembered every Labor Day, even after 80 years.
In 1935, the Florida Keys were barely making it through the Depression. A federal relief project sent 1,000 men to the Upper Keys, mostly World War I veterans. They were working on a highway that would run alongside the Overseas Railroad, Henry Flagler's epic extension of the railroad from Homestead to Key West. But on that Labor Day weekend, ships at sea started reporting a storm to the south. Pete Perdue was 5 years old. He told his story to the Historical Society of the Upper Keys in 1989.
The weather was bad, but you didn't know to what extent. So you closed up the shutters, and, you know, you secured your boat and took your chances.
Perdue's family first took shelter with a group of other people at the Matacumbe Hotel.
So the wind started to come up, and the place started to shake, and the plaster started to crack, and finally we could tell that the building itself was about to disintegrate, and it did. The top floor of it went totally off, and then, of course, the bottom floor collapsed too.
As the hotel was collapsing, Perdue's family escaped to a school bus parked behind the hotel.
People started floating by. The water came up. So we were grabbing folks and pulling them in the windows. And I don't know how many people were in there, but I know we had six in our family, three generations, a dog, and six pups.
The Florida East Coast Railway had sent a rescue train down from Miami, but the train was delayed. Around 7:30, it finally reached Isla Mirada, where people were waiting to be rescued. Some of them had gone to the railroad tracks because that was the highest point on the island.
They were literally getting onto the train. The engineer had the engine fired up and was ready to pull out of there as fast as he could.
Les Standiford told the story in his book, Last Train to Paradise.
And he looked and he saw a shadow off to the east out there. He wasn't sure what it was. As it came closer, he realized it was no shadow. It was a wall of water 20 feet high.
When the surge hit, the engine was the only part of the train heavy enough to withstand the force.
Took all the cars off the tracks, the people in them and the people waiting on the platform to board out to sea. Most of them drowned, never seen again. Many of the bodies were never recovered.
In the school bus behind the hotel, Pete Perdue and his family were trying to stay above the water. In his oral history interview from 1989, he remembered the water rising within a foot of the roof of the bus.
We were standing on the seats, and my mother was holding me up. And I remember that Fern, who was a little on the religious side, told everybody we better say the Lord's Prayer because this is it. And just about the time she finished that, all the causeways washed out, and the water went down immediately, and that was it.
More than 400 people died in the Labor Day storm. The railroad was never rebuilt. The bridges were overhauled for the overseas highway. The stories of the storm still have power, Standiford says.
People in South Florida still, who went through it, who were touched by it, still talk about Andrew 25 years ago. Well, people in the Keys still talk about the Labor Day hurricane of 1935, and that was 80 years ago. It's become a mythic part of existence here.
Isla Mirada today is a busy and thriving village. It bears almost no resemblance to the place it was in 1935. But one reminder of the storm still stands on Upper Matacumbe Key. The hurricane memorial includes a crypt containing the remains of some of the storm's victims. I'm Nancy Klingener in Key West.
To see images of that memorial and the aftermath of the Labor Day hurricane, go to WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.